Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the line, getting ready to run today. Life has taught you many things. Without its guidance, you would not be standing here today. It's a shame that most people in this world have dreams that they are not working on because they are afraid. It's a shame. Many people, they waste time. They waste time doubting. They waste time of being afraid of it. They waste time thinking too much about what other people say. It's really a shame. It's a shame that they put down themselves instead of building themselves up. It's a shame. It's a shame that you are let everything around you bring you down to a point to where you can't get up. It's a shame that people look down on you and say that you have had it. And that you are over the hill. Tell them this. I've been up the hill many times. My life isn't over yet. Young man, young woman, you have your life to live. You have to breathe that life. How dare you give up on yourself? How dare you give up on your dreams? This is your life. I've been up the hill many times. In fact, I slipped a few times. I didn't even want to get back up because I was too afraid to go up because I felt like the hill was just too steep. But you gotta know, the steeper the climb, the harder the climb. And if it gets tough, you gotta get a little bit tough. So what do? You don't keep sliding down. You find a way to get up and climb up. That's what I had to do. That's what you must do. Ladies and gentlemen, lay on your back. Lay on your back. Laying on your back doesn't mean you have to stay on your back. I have been on my back and I've laid down and I have cried many nights. But I wondered how I was going to support my wife and children. I know what it feels like, but I got tired of laying on my back. So I looked up to the heavens and I opened up my eyes and I kept repeating to myself, if I can look up, I can get up. For every man and woman that is listening to this, let it be known if we are down, You do not have to stay down. Failure only comes when we don't get back up. There is nothing good that's going to happen when you're on the ground. But you can always make the choice to get up. Rise up with me. Rise up right now. Come on up off that ground. Understand what it means to be alive. We are not just running for the glory of the race. We're not just running just to tell someone we did it. We do it every single day of our lives because we are powerful. We are strong. We can definitely get through the hard times. We can support our families. We can definitely run for those who cannot. Because we are alive. We're breathing and capable of more than we can ever imagine. And we most definitely conduct our business. It is time for you to stop doubting. It is definitely time for you to stop being afraid. It is time for you to have courage. It takes courage to pursue your dreams. The risks that you take, in most cases, are the greatest victories of all. I heard about a boy who's 10 years old. And he doesn't have much time. This young man is doing all that he can to fight for the life that he has left. And I want you to hear me out. I want you to listen to me. I want you to understand what I'm about to say to you is going to really get you to thinking about how precious life really is. This child who is fighting an incurable disease. Now, this disease is terminal. That means that this child will not have the opportunity to come back from it. This disease is affecting him. It is destroying him. But yet this child is still fighting for his life. Now I say fighting because that's what we all have to do. But there are many people in the world that don't have the ability to fight. Sometimes they let the little things hold them back and they don't realize how unique and special they are inside. So maybe you're not fighting a disease. Maybe you're not fighting something that's going to take you out of this world. But I'm reflecting back on this young man. This young man that is fighting to live as long as he possibly can. Can you imagine being the mother or the father of this child? This could be your child. This could be my child. But yet, I'm living my life. And my children are healthy. They're strong. Your children may be healthy and strong. But this young man, his parents are preparing him for the final call. So while you're sitting around in misery and wondering why your day is so bad and you're having just such a tough life, you need to reflect on the things that you have happening in your life that is good right now. Because somebody out there don't have that fight that you have today. Somebody out there right now is suffering. I'm not talking about the suffering that you're suffering from. I'm not talking about going to the gym. Not that type of suffering. I'm not talking about the addiction that you have of drinking a cup of coffee suffering because you feel that you need it. And without your coffee, you can't function. I'm talking about this young man. He would trade places with you if he could. But today, it's not going to happen. In fact, it's not going to happen for the rest of his life. Why? Because he doesn't have much time. How much time do you think you have today? How long do you think you have the opportunity to walk on this earth? This child, this young man, will not perhaps see the opportunity to become a man because his life is slowly winding down. So while you're sitting around and wondering how bad your day is, think about the day that you're having today right now and realize that your opportunities that have been given to you are a sign of grace, a sign of goodness, a blessing. Even though this young man doesn't have a lot of time, he is yet fighting for his life. So even if it does seem that this is a bad time for the parents, I say to them, thank you for staying strong, even in a time like this that you are dealing with. I say to the parents that can hear me today, whatever your problems, whatever your circumstances, whatever illnesses that you may be around, just know that you are not out of the fight yet. And you must continue the fight. You must continue to go down the path. You must continue to be powerful in your life because it ain't over yet. And I haven't heard a bell. So keep living, fight, believe, and trust. And know, just like this young man, that could be you too. Keep up the good fight. When you hear my voice and you're on that path and you're running and you're pushing, take a moment. The moment when you start to feel weak and tired and you want to give up, think about that young man that's still fighting, that's still pushing, that's still believing and knowing that he's not done yet. And if he can fight, you better fight. You better believe. You better keep the faith. And you better carry on strong. But just remember, his opportunities are winding down. You have yet to know what yours are. But since we know right now you're not fighting that disease that he's fighting, you fight for him. You fight for those that can't fight anymore. And you keep believing. And you keep pushing. This is a fight for all of our lives. So keep up the good fight. Do you have the courage to grab the dream that picked you? Or will you let it get away? You cannot sit back and wait and wonder because you are seeking the possibilities. You are looking for something that is greater than the excuses that you are giving yourself. This, my friends, is the time. This is the hour. And this is what you must understand within you. Work must be done. Dreams and lifetime opportunities. Things that you have never even imagined. This is that time right now. Don't let your dreams become a nightmare. This is when things could go wrong because you waited too long. You hesitated. You procrastinated. You let all of these things just slip past you because you didn't have the mindset to go forward. You were afraid you were going to fail. You were afraid that people were going to talk against you or talk about you. You let someone else determine your destiny. This, my friend, is your opportunity, is your chance, the chance of a lifetime. Don't waste it. Don't put it behind you. Put it directly in front of you and attack. And do it with a full heart. Because this is always and forever be, as long as you're living, business. For those that do not know what they are seeking, let me remind you, you are seeking victory. You are seeking strength. You are seeking possibilities. You are seeking greatness. You are seeking life. To everyone on the line, you are the masters of your destiny. So be productive, be powerful, and from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. Go!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks, exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep, anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.